Now, let me take you through our new medium-term management plan. I will start with a recap of the previous medium-term management plan, Beyond Borders 2021. The theme of the previous medium-term management plan was to establish a new business foundation towards 2030, which is in a distance in the future, to build a foundation for growth. As you see on the slide, there were three areas of focus. With regards to strengthening of competitiveness and growth power for the digital and 5G era, we were able to establish a foundation and expand DX business by leveraging Symphonic as a brand. The fact that new businesses were created through co-creation was a great achievement. In terms of two, strengthening of the foundation schemes and structure to create advanced technologies and new businesses, an enabling environment for technical training and demonstration was created at the Technical Base 5G Lab opened in Shinkawasaki. Incubation was accelerated by leveraging venture capitals mainly in the United States. These were key achievements. Turning to three, acceleration of innovation through all-NISIC approach. This was about accelerating business in an integrated manner throughout the medium-term business plan period. A typical example of this is the Nihonbashi Innovation Base, where distributed offices and new working styles adopted during the pandemic were implemented and demonstrated to our customers. Company-wide integrated DX model has taken root in the company. So overall, I would say that the company was able to successfully deliver on the structural reforms implemented for sustainable income growth in the DX and 5G era. Financial results of Beyond Borders 2021. Record high profit was posted for the year ended March 2021. As I said earlier, medium-term plan targets for operating income, operating margin, and ROE were all achieved despite various temporary factors, especially in the third year. For your reference, March 2019 numbers are in the table. Compared to March 2019, sales was up 32.4 billion yen and operating income up 10.4 billion. The business has come a long way. Achievements of Beyond Borders 2021. The goal of the midterm plan was to strengthen business foundation, enhance efficiency, and add value to business, which is represented in profitability improvement. Both gross margin and operating margin have improved to 20.5% and 7.5%, respectively. DX was a key initiative we embarked on from this midterm plan to expand the business. As you can see, growth has doubled each year to 27.5 billion yen in the final year, which is a great success. Acceleration of the co-creation model was another key element of the midterm plan. As you see in the slide, we are enjoying co-creation with players in the industry, academia, and government. New business is emerging from our partnerships. All in all, I think it's fair to say our goal for the previous midterm plan has been achieved. Now, let me turn to our new medium-term management plan. What we seek to achieve in 2030. DX combined with next-generation networks beyond 5G, aiming to achieve a sustainable symphonic society, a sustainable society with prosperity that resonates for all. This is our vision for 2030. In the previous midterm plan, the focus was on digital and 5G, and so we did a little tweaking of the terminology used. As listed at the bottom of the slide, new themes such as decarbonization, energetic communities, smart industry, work or lifestyles with greater freedom, safety and security, health and well-being will be placed front and center in offering services with originality in anticipation of future changes in society. This is how we seek new business development in the new midterm plan. Sustainable Symphonic Society. Let me give some color. The idea is to deliver the purpose of the company, which is found in the NASIC group statement, by taking initiatives that provide value to the society and initiatives for growth by focusing on materialities. Our strengths are illustrated here in the center. Cutting-edge technologies, ability to respond to broad business areas, challenge, speed, diverse talent that support the business, co-creation, and self-implementation. With these strengths, we aim to create a sustainable symphonic society. And this is the positioning of the new medium-term management plan. The previous midterm plan was the first step in our journey towards 2030. The section in the middle, highlighted in yellow, is the new medium-term management plan, which takes us through the second step. Beyond Borders 2021 was a preparation phase for continuous growth accelerated through co-creation and self-implementation, as I just explained. In the new midterm plan, we will evolve into a new business structure where DX and next generation network will take shape. The co-creation model will go deeper and stronger. During the new midterm plan, we will leverage our own experience and know-how to enhance our consultation capabilities to add more value to our service offered to our customers. As for global expansion, while we have been working on it from the previous midterm plan, preparation phase is not over yet. We plan to complete the preparation phase during this new medium-term plan to roll out globally during the third and fourth steps of the plan. So global expansion will be in the preparation stage during the new medium-term plan. On the left, under input, you will find a list of assets generated in the course of the previous midterm plan. We will make full use of these assets to pave our way for the outcome of realizing a sustainable symphonic society defined by materialities. Realizing these outcomes would become pathways to the next medium-term plan. The new medium-term management plan is positioned as part of such a cycle. The theme of the new medium-term management plan is Shift Up 2024, Elevating Society. DX and Beyond 5G. Numerous demonstration projects have taken place since the previous midterm plan, but now we will shift to execution or realization to be embraced by our customers and the society at large. Relationship with customers. We will go deeper and broader with the co-creation model by not only addressing a single customer's needs, but by elevating to the broader society to find solutions to challenges together. And furthermore, we will shift our business model from the conventional project type to recurring or spiral type with a distinct character. Let me elaborate on the spiral type growth model. This is a busy chart, but bear with me. There are three circles, small one in the center, another oval circle, and a large circle on the outside. Let me start with a circle in the middle. Bubble number one is seek original value and accelerate shift to services. This is about expanding the business by capitalizing on the strengths and assets developed under the previous medium-term management plan, such as digital and 5G, Symphonic, which is a DX brand, and co-creation and self-implementation business model. Numerous expertise have been obtained through experience in co-creation and self-implementation, as shown in Bubble 2, which during the new medium-term plan, we plan to leverage for the benefit of our customers in consulting services, bringing our problem-solving capabilities to a new level. This is the second element. Then, moving on to Bubble 3. the existing strengths of the company, such as SI, technological and field capabilities, and nationwide coverage, will be combined with DX capabilities to further improve service and quality. DX will be used to accumulate customer data on usage, among others, for better operation and quality. And next is operate. Information gained through operation or contact with our customers will be reworked for other customers in site-specific consulting. So our focus during the new medium-term management plan will be on 2 and 4 consulting capabilities. Our focus in the previous midterm plan was 1 and 3, but we'll shift our focus to 2 and 4. We had a number of success stories or best practices in the final year of the previous midterm plan. By rotating this cycle and closely aligning with our customers, we will offer higher value. And that leads us to the next circle, which is where we will win new customers, which in turn will enable us to accumulate know-how and data to enhance insight that will be returned to the benefit of our customers. By going through this spiral, it leads us to the outer circle, which is to create new social value and realize customer success and sustainability. Being able to continue along this spiral is what we intend to create during the new medium term. These are the three basic strategies: accelerating original value creation, advancing solution capabilities, evolve into DX native company. Let me take you through each of them.
First of all, in accelerating original value creation, we provide beyond 5G to our customer with the value created through Symphonict. If I may briefly explain from the left, we were rather focused on major customers. As the number of medium-sized and SME customers increased through the previous midterm management plan, it shows that we will tap new areas such as channel sales and e-commerce in the new midterm management plan, not only in field sales. Further, 1, 2, 3, and 4 represent the themes in the plan. The one in the middle, Symphonict, embraces many different scenes. It means to brush up different scenes by strengthening cloud security, AI, big data, and robotics capabilities. We are committed from the perspectives of CX, management reform, BX, business transformation, and GX, social challenge response. Let me explain from 1 to 4 on the next slide. In consulting, leveraging our own experience and site-specific consulting, we envision to integrate teams to increase consulting capabilities. Firstly, as we retain sales organization and consulting functions in each business unit, the aim is to consolidate them to enhance our consulting capabilities and problem-solving capabilities. Secondly, while various businesses such as hybrid work and robotics for specific business types and specific applications are created, we hope to accelerate the increase in original service models based on expertise gained through our own experience and the digital transformation of existing businesses in 2, service models for specific business types and specific applications. Thirdly, common platform services. As we own various platform services, we intend to strengthen the environment for flexible and secure services and integrate and strengthen service operation functions, as we will explain later about the minor organizational change. Fourthly, co-creation, self-implementation and innovation. This is designed to achieve innovation through co-creation and self-implementation with customers and partners in pursuit of original value. While we continue to demonstrate and develop leading model through co-creation with customers, we hope to capture global leading edge technologies and services with the use of venture capital and CVC. To strengthen local 5G business, we will accelerate co-creation with leading operators, including collaboration with partners in service development and in cultivation of DX professionals. Basic strategy 2, advancing solution capabilities, mainly for infrastructure operators and local 5G users, to give you an image. To infrastructure operators, we provided infrastructure design and construction, or DX service, and we hope to strengthen areas circled in blue in the midterm management plan this year. We steadily prepared to develop multi-skilled engineers for the beyond 5G networks and to establish a lineup of local 5G products and services from the previous midterm management plan period. By leveraging them, we will offer DX services and support for the introduction of DX, plan, construct, and operate local 5G systems, and strengthen the Open RAN OSS system in the midterm management plan. Traditionally, infrastructure operators on the left were cable TV, utility operators, or telecom carriers, stretched to reach out to end customers simultaneously. By approaching to management and social issues of customers, expand to broader market to local 5G customers is our activity during the midterm management plan, as it means there exists wide variety of applications and needs. Next, mainly for government offices and enterprises. Our existing businesses encompass fire and disaster control, cable TV and video, empowered office, workstyle reform, and many others. By embedding new asset of DX times beyond 5G, we intend to launch digital towns, development of safe and secure communities, smart buildings, smart industries, carbon neutrality, and energy management and resilience to customers in both Japan and overseas during this midterm management plan period, including the model to become business operator. Addressing climate change became extremely vital theme. Offering values to customers includes digital towns and energy management, smart industry, some related to work style reform and office buildings, and many others, such as social infrastructure business like fire prevention. The new areas include onshore aquaculture business. While we committed to various businesses, our intention is to transform all businesses to ensure they address climate change through mitigation and adaptation to climate change during the midterm management period. Also, as our actions, we aim to reduce our emission by 55%, establish new dedicated promotion body, and carry out company-wide demonstration, as you can see at the bottom of the slide. Basic strategy evolving into DX native company. We stepped out as a company driven by DX in business, and it means that the entire company should be digitally transformed, not only in business. Since there are many areas of activities, let me start from construction. Quality enhancement and cost reduction will be achieved by digitally transforming the construction process. Then transform infrastructure maintenance after construction into services and increase their added values. Sliding to maintenance on the right, improvement of maintenance and operation asset through DX to promote more efficient activities through DX. By integrating maintenance information system and using data, use data more broadly within the company and to conduct activities to provide data to customers, as mentioned earlier. Maintenance is about creating new support service business model through new DX. For sales and marketing, strengthen new initiatives such as digital marketing system. Earlier, I talked about the increase of different segments of customers, and it means to diversify sales approaches matching to different customer attributes. Last but not least, administration and company-wide information infrastructure. This includes our staffs as well, but firstly, we will promote group-wide process standardization and while enhancing intergroup synergy. At the same time, to strengthen information utilizing platform and digital literacy, the digitalized employees will then conduct consulting activities in and out of the company. In the previous midterm management plan, there were situations where our staffs offered consultation, and we hope to promote company-wide DX coupled with development of reference through our implementation. With respect to this, as a venue for accelerating our own experience and site-specific consultation, we announced relocation of our new headquarters last month. We will ensure that it will be visible. I will elaborate on evolving into DX native company a little further, recruit and develop advanced professionals as a source of customer value supporting our evolution into a DX native company. As a corporate culture to promote employees' growth, we are based on enhancement of engagement and promotion of diversity and inclusion. Driven by Shin Kawasaki Technical Center, which was established during the previous midterm management plan, we aim to develop advanced professionals in DX and to boost employees' literacy through DX education and accelerate our own implementation. Moreover, we would like to explore the possibility of using this function, DX talent development model, by external customers over the midterm management plan. The target figures are shown on the right. Consulting personnel, 400, up from 180. DX human resources, 1,800, up from 800. Beyond 5G professionals, 800, up from 600, according to our plan. Let me now turn to global expansion. As I explained, full-scale global business growth will be materialized in the next midterm management plan after 2027. We are currently in the preparatory phase. Step one envisions to complete preparation for global re-expansion over the period, although the preparation began from the previous midterm management plan, to enhance capabilities for cutting-edge technologies and service incubation in North America. We plan for development of global human resources and reinforcement of the foundations of overseas subsidiaries. Step two is to carry out global recultivation. Step two will expand DX business and multiple SaaS business deployment and cultivation of North American market. Ultimately, the aim is to ubiquitize solutions that combine private 5G, energy and other technologies with DX, and to accelerate and enlarge globalization of DX business, which we hope to achieve in the final step three. In order to carry out this midterm management plan, we are partially reorganized. There are 3 points. Point one is the partial consolidation of functions of business units to accelerate actions toward materialization of midterm strategy, the point number one. The previous digital solution is reorganized as DX Solutions Business Unit. Former Network Infrastructure Business Unit is now called Network Solution Business Unit. The social group in the business unit is now under the umbrella of ESS and reorganized as Environmental and Social Solutions Business Unit. The details will be explained later. Point two is the increase of consultation and proposal capabilities. Business Process Innovation Strategy Division is positioned under Marketing and Sales Operation Unit. This division consolidated sales promotion resources in each business unit and part of sales and sales promotion functions to drive more sophisticated consultation business. Lastly, carbon neutrality, which is an area we must focus as new theme. Carbon neutrality promotion unit will be established as a corporate function to carry out cross-functional activities. Due to the organizational change, business segments have been adjusted. DX Solutions Business Integrated Network Operation and Monitoring Service Functions carried over from the previous ESS to SESI functions of enterprises mainly. The figures after reclassification are on this page. Network Solutions Business is designed to enhance beyond 5G network capabilities. To focus on telecom carriers, SESI functions, software development functions and maintenance functions for telecom carriers are consolidated and integrated from other business units. Environmental and social solutions business consolidated mainly social public business related functions from the former network infrastructure under the purpose of enhancing provision capability of public DX and environment energy related services. Please be aware that the new organization is more conscious about market factors than the traditional technology based organization. Investment strategy. Our plan for 3-year total investment is 30 billion yen. Business investment will include enhancement of Symphonict, service shift of existing businesses, and climate change related investment totaling 17 billion yen. As human resource investment is pivotal, the total amount of 5 billion yen includes enhancement of consulting capabilities and development of DX resources. IT investment is planned as 8 billion yen, encompassing DX shift of internal processes, renewal of basic operation system, and office investment. Turning to financial strategies, funds consist of 80 billion yen of cash in hand and 40 billion yen of free cash flow to be generated during the midterm management plan. After setting aside funds for unexpected circumstances, securing an amount of 60 billion yen equivalent to 2 months of sales, our plan is to maintain long-term stable dividend as shareholder return, roughly 22 billion yen with DOE target level of 5.0%. Facility for future growth investment will be 38 billion yen, including M&As and other investments. Our midterm financial targets for FY 2025 March will be net sales of 370 billion yen, operating income of 34 billion yen, operating profit margin of 9.2%, and ROE over 13%. Turning to midterm non-financial targets, GHG emission reduction by 55%, human resource development was mentioned earlier, engagement score was 33% in FY 2022 March, the target is to increase to 50%. Female manager ratio is targeted at 10%. We would like to achieve these non-financial target figures as well. Next, FY 2023 March forecast. Orders received 350 billion yen. Net sales 330 billion yen. And operating income 26 billion yen, targeting record high operating income. Net income 15.3 billion yen, as we aim to increase income by adding values to business while ensuring to make future growth investment. Despite the current difficult business environment, we commit ourselves to achieve record high operating income. Dividend plan. The dividend is shown by the graph on the left. We raise dividend scale according to the enhanced business capabilities, considering DOE 5% as a general guide to provide stable dividend. That will result in 5 yen increase from the plan in FY 2022 March. As interim dividend was paid already, year-end dividend will be 24 yen per share, a total of 43 yen per share per annum. Our plan for FY 2023 March is 46 yen per share per annum. We will ensure to do business to increase dividend for 16 years in a row. As I explained, the theme of the new midterm management plan is Shift Up 2024. We are committed to activities to grow our business to the next phase from the previous midterm management plan. I will conclude my presentation. Thank you for your attention.